Welcome to Shomar Shalom and the Daf Shir sponsored by Nishma Sambiak of Shalom and Leah Besitzchok. We're holding in Yevomeh Staff Pidalet. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, ending the 8th Perek of Meseches Yevomeh, the Gemara brings a story that Rebbe said, Keshalachti lilmoy toiro etzor Abulazar ben Shemoya. When I went to learn Torah, Abulazar ben Shemoya, Chavru alai talmidov. His talmidim gathered around me, these type of chickens, says Rashi, that they don't allow any stranger to join them. They only allow me to learn one thing from Lozom and Shemaya. What is it? Our Mishnah of Lozom Oimer, Adroigenus, Chayovim, Olof, Skil, Kezachar, that we treat Adroigenus like a Zachar. Meaning, symbol of the standing in the Gemara, Rebbe came to learn from Lozom and Shemaya. And the other Talmidim did not allow him to be there. He was able to learn one thing and he had to leave. So the Ochlaner already asks over here, what shot? Talmidei Chachamim don't allow other people to join the yeshiva? How can that be that they stop Rebbe from learning Torah? So the Aruch Lener goes al derech Hadrush to explain that they were choshish, that Rebbe is a kantaron. Rebbe is just coming to provoke and ask questions and not to really learn Torah. And how can it be that he's going to mistreat the Blazim and Shemaya that way? Because how do you know you have to respect Talmidei Chachamim? Because they have the pasuk. It says, Es Hashem Lokecha Tiro. What do you dash from the ace? So the Gemara tells him, Sochet the Shimon HaMusoni, when he got to Ace Hashem Lokecha Tiro, he didn't know what to dash. How can you add anything to Hashem? Came Rabbi Akiva and told him, Ace Hashem Lokecha Tiro, Le Rabbis to be Chachamim. The ace comes to be Rabbi to be Chachamim. Shimon HaMusoni was Poyrish because of this ace. He didn't dash any more acing. So the Talmid of Lozom and Shemoya wanted to tell Rabbi, you should know, you have to dash an acing to know how to respect to be Chachamim. How do you know that Adroigenus is a Zohar? So the Gemara dash a previous Amut from the Pasuk that says, Ve'ei Zohar, Ace is coming to tell me also Adroigenus. So what the Talmidei Rav Elazar ben Shemaya telling him, you should dash an ace. The same Rav Elazar ben Shemaya dash an ace to say Adroigenus, you should dash an ace, L'rabbis to be Chachamim, and you should respect Rav Elazar ben Shemaya. That's how the Aruch Laner explains Al Derech Hadrush. As a Bachur, when we learned Meseches Yevomeh in Yeshiva, we were busy with this question, and especially in light of what the Gemara tells us, the end of the Masechta. The end of the Masechta Yevomeh says that Talmidei Chachamim marbim shalom b'olam. What Talmidei Chachamim do is bring peace to the world. So how can it be that Blozom and Shemoyah's Talmidim throw away Rebbe from the Mishmadosh? And l'chora, the answer is Munach and Divya Maharal. Because the Maharal says in several places that the Yisoid of Shalom, what is Shalom? There's a misconception that Shalom means that everybody's together, that there's one big salad, where everybody is together with everybody, everybody is friends and loving it together. Says the Maharal, that's not the definition of Shalom. The definition of Shalom, look, the Maharal is, and this is the Loshon he says in Tiferes Yisrael, Raka Shalom kasher yishoer kol echot begvul shaloi. When every item stays in its own boundary, its own place, that's Shalom. The Maharal goes on to say that that's the idea that says, Batoyu kol nesiv yiseo Shalom. The Torah is Shalom because you have mitzvahs you have to do. You have loisas that you cannot do. A person doesn't enter into a space he's not supposed to go into. And not going into someone else's place, into a place you don't belong to, that is shalom. And nesiva shalom, the Maharal adds, that's the oisah shalom b'mroimov. What's the shalom Kadosh Baruch Hu does in Shamayim between the malachim? The shalom is when each malach has his own territory, his own space. One is responsible for fire, one for water, and they're not combining. One does not enter the territory of the other one. And similarly, the Maharal brings the Chidushi HaGodos to Shabbos. Says that Ner Shabbos does Shalom. Why Ner Shabbos does Shalom? It brings light to the house. And light brings Shalom. Why? So the Maharal says, Shalom kasher yesh hevdel bein hadvarim. Everything stands in its own place. When you have darkness, it's called Erev. Erev is Loshon Irbuv, where everything is mixed up with each other. When one goes into the Torah of the other, that's when you have a Machlekes. But when each one knows his tafkid, each one knows his place, each one standing where he's supposed to be, that is the definition of shalom. And that is the Loshon Boikir. When it's light, it's Boikir, Loshon Levakir. You come and recognize how each one is individual, how each one is unique. This, by the way, what we call shalom, it really in English would translate to harmony. What's harmony? Harmony means that you have different instruments that supplement each other. But if you have one instrument doing the work of another instrument, then that's not harmony. That's just a mess. If you have the harp playing the violin or the violin playing the piano, you cannot create over here harmony. harmony, each one knows his own specific place and job. And this is the big yesod in Chiddush of the Maharal. Shalom is not everybody together. Shalom is when everybody recognizes why he is unique and what is his unique tafkid. And mainly our Gemara is very clear. Came Rebbe to the Talmidim of Rabbi Elazar ben Shemoya. Says Rashi, they were like Tanagoy Labibukyo. They don't allow strangers in there. They're telling him to Rebbe, this is not your place. You don't belong here. It's not a stira to Shalom. It's not a stira to Limud Torah. Of course people can learn Torah. But you have to be in your right place. Accepting every bachur to the same yeshiva doesn't make it Shalom. Adarabah, that brings to Machlaikis. Each one belongs to his own place. And that's what Talmidei Rabbi Elazar ben Shemoya are telling Rebbe. And F sure that that's the pshat, because we talk about Adroigonus. Rabbi Elazar says, Adroigonus also is defined. He's a Zohar. It's not a mess. It's not a combination of two different things. Everybody has a unique tafkid. Everybody has something specific. Even Adroigonus is something specific. That's the pchina, that's the definition of what Shalom is all about. Anyone wants to join the Shalom Achshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shalomachshava@gmail.com.